Hello and welcome to the second episode of the Classic TV Podcast. We're back for the sequel, and this is me, Hayden Gribble.
And me, Andy Priestner.
Hello there, how are you doing, Andy?
I'm good, I've had a good day.
You have, haven't you?
I have.
You're wearing a smile on your face that hasn't left your face for the whole evening.
I know, it's good though, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a good thing.
It is, it's slightly frightening as well, the way I'm sitting.
Okay.
Opposite you. But...
yeah, he's catching up, folks, with the drink.
I am.
I think you'll get there.
By the third part, I will be, you know, slightly schlozzled.
Yeah.
Brilliant, excellent.
So we've got three more episodes, well not episodes, three more parts.
Yes, we have.
To our podcast.
Air time to fill.
You make it sound like we're trying to fill the time, and not that it's like a carefully curated...
It is, actually. This is more planned than the first one, isn't it? The first one was rather spontaneous compared to this.
It?
Yeah. This has been 2 weeks in progress, hasn't
it? I feel we need to talk again about that ident, because we can't just let that go.
No, we can't.
Should we play the end of the ident for the end of the video
go
as well?
Go for it. Yeah.
That's glorious, isn't it?
It's just... it speaks volumes for the sheer retro-ness of the clip that we are listening to, actually. It's 31 years old, I think.
Is it really that old?
Yeah,
it first
appeared on the original release of the very first Doctor Who story, released on BBC Video, in 1983.
Which was?
Revenge of the Cybermen.
Now, are you sure The Brain of Morbius wasn't released first?
No, it was Revenge of the Cybermen.
Because The Brain of Morbius had a 60-minute release, bizarrely, at some point.
Really?
Yes, did you not know about that?
No.
They cut, they cut half an hour of it off.
Yes.
Weirdly, there was that woman who used to cut them.
Yeah.
I can't remember what she was called.
Pamela Nash?
No, not her, someone else. And she was mad. And she just cut anything that she thought was slightly padding, regardless of whether it actually was...
Oh, it was Eva Lanny.
No.
That was the woman, wasn't it?
Was it?
Yeah, probably. Anyway, we should probably get off that ident now. And what's up on the agenda today, Andy?
We have got so much.
We have.
We're so lucky.
Cram-packed.
Yeah. We are going to start off, though, with the results of the Hall of Fame.
Oh, yes. I want to hear this, because I still don't know who won.
Well,
which is interesting.
We didn't until about 3 minutes ago. And then we discovered that the winner between... and it was Susan Young, if you remember, the wonderful...
yes.
Estate agent from Bergerac, always getting herself into scrapes.
As played by?
I don't remember. And I think it might have been Louise Jameson.
I think it was, wasn't it?
I think so.
Leela, yeah.
And there was Nick Rowan from Heartbeat.
Yes. Played by Nick Berry.
I know.
Also from Heartbeat.
Do you think
Heartbeat.
He got confused? He's like, Nick,
yeah.
It's time to do the Nick scenes.
But you would think that it's just easier, though, wouldn't it? That when you actually get to the... on the script, you just see Nick. He's like, oh, it's mine. He just went straight into Northern... what was it called? Northern Lights after that?
I think it was to help him out.
Yeah. Maybe it was in his contract that every single part he took, was he called Nick.
Was he called Nick in Harbour Lights?
Possibly.
I think he might have been. Was he called Nick in EastEnders?
Nick Berry, if you're listening to this, could you please tweet us and let us know?
I want to know now. Anyway, the results... which slightly befuddled us to begin with, because Louise Jameson won with OVS, with 68%. But didn't the other person have 38%, Nick Rowan?
He did.
I was like, that's not maths. I know maths, that's not maths.
We actually broke maths.
We did break the maths.
The very first week we've done
that. No, we didn't, though, because it was the poll on Twitter. That's not our fault. We can't be held responsible for tweet polls, can we?
No. But if we're not held responsible, who is?
That is a very good question. Mm. So I'd like you to let me know who you've got that you hope to enter into the Hall of Fame this week. Considering Susan Young's in there.
Yes.
She's the first entrant into our Classic TV Hall of Fame.
Yeah, she's got a signed Kit Kat, is currently in the post.
A signed Kit Kat?
Yeah. That is the present which they win. Anyway, my choice for this week... do you mind if I go first?
Yeah, you go first.
Is Peter Falk from Columbo.
Really?
Playing Columbo.
Oh, you see, this is a schoolboy error.
Yes.
This is playing the ad on YouTube and then skipping the ad to get to the content you actually want. Here we go.
So basically, Columbo was a homicide detective. And,
is it always this music every week?
Not every week. This is just the beginning of one episode.
Oh, I see.
This isn't actually...
so why am I playing this music?
Because three or four genes down the line,
Columbo and the Murder of a Rock Star.
It's a good episode.
They must have really thought about that title. Columbo and the Murder of a Rock Star.
Can you believe how long it was on our screens, though? It's 1968, the very first episode of Columbo. 2003 was the very last.
Can I share something with you?
Yes.
I've never, ever watched You've never seen Columbo. Columbo.
It's fantastic.
Is it then?
You know the way that Tom Baker used to sort of befuddle his enemies by acting thick?
Warning, that's the second use of befuddle in this podcast.
Oh, is it? Oh, I'm sorry. Well,
black mark.
Well, when Peter Falk was Columbo, he sort of pretended to be stupid to outwit the potential murderers that he was dealing with. Which he used to find was quite good, because the suspects used to underestimate him.
Yeah.
And it was always to their disadvantage, because he'd always get one up on them, and he would wrong foot them almost every week. It was got a bit samey after a while. I think it was 60-odd episodes in... What's that, 47 years? Which is pretty good. But Peter Falk retired quite soon after he did the very last episode of Columbo. So, you're not keen.
But there are people out there who I'm sure like it. In fact, Classic TV Press was approached to do a Columbo book.
Well, there you are.
And I said no.
Oh, did you? Because you didn't like it. It's favouritism, isn't it, over your art? So, well, tell me who your choice is.
Oh, well, I'll just let her speak for herself, really.
Okay, all right.
Here she is.
When they asked me to look into Kitty Cat, I went along to see for myself, because that's the way I like to work. Kitty Cat was Britain's first ever tinned cat food. The perfect food for cats, they called it. Today's Kitty Cat still is. I know, I've seen it being made.
Leslie Judd has seen Kitty Cat being made. She approves of it. Yeah. Leslie Judd, not so much when she's doing cat adverts, but on Blue Peter. That's great.
She was on Blue Peter. I only remember her from the Kit Kat adverts.
Oh, Kit Kat. Kitty Cat.
Kitty Cat.
Not
sorry.
Kit Kat.
The Kitty Cat adverts. That was a weird hybrid they tried out in the late 70s that didn't go down very well, did it?
No. Kit Kat for kittens.
I was thinking more Kitty Cat for humans, but yeah.
Okay. Okay, no, Leslie Judd was very cool.
Mm.
What was even more cool about Leslie Judd was after Blue Peter, a long time after Blue Peter.
Yeah.
Actually, it might have only been a few years, but let's just say it was quite a long time after Blue Peter.
To elongate the time period.
Yeah.
But the funny thing about Leslie Judd was...
I haven't said what I was going to say.
Yes, but I found it really...
Tell me.
I found it quite upsetting when Valerie Singleton regenerated into Leslie Judd.
No, that's not what happened.
Is it not? Have I got the wrong programme?
I'm going to play you something. This is
yes.
The theme music to the Adventure Game.
Oh, okay. Go for it.
But you might think it's not.
Hmm.
Let's hear.
Static.
Hello, welcome to Adventure Game. If you saw the last programme, you may still be wondering about the Argon.
Is this
currency.
That terrible sort of interactive game show that you showed me earlier?
See, he's young, viewers, listeners. Hmm. He doesn't understand about the Adventure Game and the Drognor and Arg and the Argonite and... Was it Argonite? It was very good.
What are you asking me?
But Leslie Judd would appear every week once she was taken over or something, and she was a mole every week, and they had to say, mole, mole, go to your hole, and then Leslie Judd would hopefully be chosen as the person who was the baddie. And then, but she was so convincing, and you trusted Leslie Judd because of Blue Peter. You thought... Well, she's never going to be the bad person.
She must have had such high hopes after Blue Peter, and she ended up...
No, the Adventure Game was the pinnacle.
Was it the pinnacle? That eclipsed her Blue Peter star, didn't it?
But you might remember the other theme music to the Adventure Game, which isn't so good.
Oh, is it not?
No.
Oh, dear, what a disappointment.
Let's hear it, though.
Oh, no, what's my name?
That's not it.
No idea.
Oh, we've had a bit of an iPad fail.
Yeah.
Nor that one.
No, not that. You got 56 seconds, Andy. Yeah.
There we go.
This is it. It's
not
soothing.
No, not as good.
Many light years away.
Oh, okay. Until the voiceover, it doesn't actually suggest to me an intergalactic interactive show, does it?
I much prefer. Sorry.
That's fine. I actually think, to be honest, I think my gripe with the Adventure Game needs to continue in part two, don't you?
Yeah, I think we need to talk about it because we haven't talked about it enough. So let's play out.
Yes.
On the start, at least, of an advert that we like. Here it is.
You see, I was standing outside my mouse hole the other day, when all of a sudden, along comes this cat. So quick as a flash, I turn into a dog.
A ruff ruff.
But the cat turned into a dragon. So I turn into a fire engine.